Hello, hello, everyone. I have missed you guys. This is the first episode for season four. We are continuing the For Your Entertainment series. This episode is titled Divine and Conquer. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I would like to thank you for being the Alpha and Omega, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Most High God. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. This episode, the purpose of this episode and the series in general, is to expose what our entertainment industry has become through the years. There are so many distractions around us daily. The number one source is entertainment. Entertainment pleases the flesh and robs the spirit of time we could be spending with our Heavenly Father. We only get 24 hours in a day. As believers, our lives no longer belong to us. Reference from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20 reads, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself." Verse 20, "For God bought you with the high price, so you must honor God with your body." There is only two lifestyles that we can choose to live here on earth, either for the flesh or spirit. They are always in battle with each other for the end goal, for one of them to take your soul. Our entertainment industry promotes the evil ways of the flesh. Our actions have to first be thought of. That is the true battlefield for the enemy. It's through our thoughts. The more time we spend on entertainment and not on God's word and applying his word to our lives, the more lukewarm we become. And eventually it leads to spiritual death that later leads to physical death, which we will all die. Many of you have a television in your home. My plea to the Lord is for you all listening to this episode to pull the television from the wall or wherever you have it sitting. Look behind it, and you will see there is nothing behind it. God watches everything we do. Watching television has become priority over God's word, and to him it shows we are doing nothing for the kingdom of God. Television can suck the life out of you if you allow it. Many of you sit there quietly watching television for minutes to hours out of your days. However, it draws a wedge between God, your family, friends, and your responsibilities. Some believe watching television is being productive. In today's time, you could take your television anywhere and it's causing division without many of us noticing. Family in today's time don't talk to each other. Many are engaged and locked in their phones. Many of us have taught our children to look for acceptance through entertainment. In the book of Revelation, there is a total of four horses that are mentioned. The first horse is a white horse. It is named Divide and Conquer. And this is referenced from Revelation chapter 6. I encourage you all to read in your own time and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. The enemy will stop at nothing to keep us divided. Galatians chapter 5, starting at verse 19, explains why they heavily promote the desires of the flesh. Verse 19, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures. Verse 20, adultery, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambitions, dissension, division. 21, envy, drunkenness, wild party, and other sins like these. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Let me tell you again, as I have before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. The devil is entertaining you, basically. He is pulling you away by tempting us with the desires of the flesh. It seems fun at first, Truth is, he's robbing you of two things: an abundant life on earth and eternal life in heaven. The devil has found many ways to divide us through our social status, how much money we have in our pocket, the color of our skin, gender, disability, sexual orientation, our interest, and incarceration. That's just to name a few. Jealousy keeps many of us divided as well. How is it? Because the root of jealousy is hate. The devil promotes hate so that we don't love each other the way God truly intended. Unforgiveness breaks up family, friends, and other relationships. We have all made mistakes, and we have all fallen short of God's glory. Reference from Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Many stop there and say, we all fall short. Truth is, we have all fallen short. God knew long before he placed us into our mother's womb that we will all be born into the sinful world and in need of a savior. He sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for our sins. I encourage you all to continue to read past verse 23 of the book of Romans, and then you will be able to have an understanding of why God put that in his word. We have to ask God to forgive us for our sins. Then we must repent and turn away. Verses 24 through 27 of Romans chapter 3, starting at 24, reads, yet God with undeserved kindness declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins. For God presented Jesus as a sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life in shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in the past. Verse 26, for he was looking ahead and including them in what he would in the present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just, and he declares sinners to be right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. So far, in this episode, we have learned our sinful nature will not get us into heaven. God sent Jesus to pay the price for our sin. We are in a spiritual battle daily for our soul, and the devil wants us all in hell to be with him. We do not have any obligations to sin any longer once we turn our lives over to Christ. Believing in Christ means that we have to follow his ways. Our actions must show it. We were all put here for a purpose. We have to repent, forgive, and let go of the hate. The road to Christ is narrow and only few find it. Reference from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. The biggest deception from the devil is convincing us that he doesn't exist. However, he is in your face every day on television, social media, and through our actions at times. Living in sin will cause you to lose your ticket to heaven. Ask yourself this question: is it really worth it to spend all eternity being punished for the actions that you made here on earth? We are all one step away from making decisions that can cost our freedom in a controlled environment, some even our lives or the lives of others. All sins can be forgiven. The one that cannot be forgiven is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And that is referenced from Luke chapter 12, verse 10. Our actions show the truth. The devil wants us to be divided so he can continue to deceive us. If God have forgiven us and given us the gift to forgive, how can we still hold a grudge against people that hurt us in the past? Forgiveness and repentance go hand in hand. After forgiveness comes repentance. We must turn away from our sins. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 14 through 24, 22, it speaks on the church the lukewarm church. And God said in his word that if we are lukewarm, that he will spit us out. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That is referenced from Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. His word brings light to the darkness surrounding us. Entertainment has put many of us in mental prison without knowledge. God communicates with us mainly through his word, not through television alone. Not everything on television is bad. However, it should never take the place of our Heavenly Father in our lives. Again, it should never take the place of our Heavenly Father in our lives. He desires for us to live out our purpose and serve him. No sin will be allowed into heaven. We will all be judged according to our actions on Judgment Day. We only have one life to live. Living for the flesh causes two deaths, death of the body and death of the spirit. Living for the spirit gives an abundant life on earth and in heaven. Don't allow yourselves to be separated from others. Don't allow secrets to hinder you. One day, every secret will be uncovered. We don't have the power to hide from God, no matter how many people we can convince that we are good. God has the power to expose our sins and break us free. No sin is greater than the next in the eyesight of our Heavenly Father. Verse 22 of the book of Galatians, chapter 5, speaks on the fruit of the Spirit. I will read until verse 26. Starting at verse 22, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these. Verse 24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their passions and desires of their sinful nature to the cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit leading in every part of our lives. Verse 26, let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. The only division that is needed for God's believers is to be separated from the ways of this world and be transformed in our minds. Reference from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Separate ourselves from unbelievers and do not be unequally yoked with them. Reference from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Your enemies will live among you in your own household. This is found in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 42. I will encourage you all to read this in your own spare time. This is being referenced from that chapter, speaking on persecution that as believers we will all face. Forgiveness can hinder us, and so can lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Since your priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priest. Since you have forgiven the laws of your God, I will forget you. I will forget to bless your children. Lack of knowledge and understanding of God and his word can cause many of us to stumble. Many believers are not gathering in assembly. I encourage you to find a church home that is spirit and truth filled and led. If there isn't one in your community, pray and ask the Lord if he may be leading you to start your own ministry. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25 reads, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good work. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. As believers, we have a direct line to Jesus through prayer and intercession. We don't have any excuses. Lord, I'm asking you to bring hope to our hopeless situations in our lives. praying and asking that, Father, that you'll shine a light in the midst of the darkness of our lives. Our world is in need of mercy and grace. Many have gone or been led astray by our entertainment industry. Father, I'm asking that you can help us repent, let go of fears and past hurt and hate, to receive your love, joy, peace, and mercy. We're asking you to shine a light, Father God. Help us to see more of you and less of ourselves, Father. Help us to overcome the enemy's plan to divide us. Help us to forgive one another. Help us to let go of foolish pride. Sin is like cancer to the body. We are in need of healing, restoration, revival, and lots of love. This I ask in Jesus' name, that no matter what, your will come forth, manifest itself, and be done. Father, from centuries ago, the enemy has made a plan to divide each and every one of us, Father God. But you have made a plan from the very beginning. Thank you for being the Alpha and Omega in our lives, for you have established from the very beginning that we are all to work with each other through love and care. Praying and asking that, Father, that you will bring unity to our lives through our marriages, through our families, through our friends, and through the people around us, Lord Jesus. Praying and asking that, Father, that you will help us to let go of any unforgiveness in our hearts. Help us to let go of that hate, because that keeps us divided, Father God. Praying and asking that, Lord, you will use us to pray for our enemies as we would pray for ourselves. Help us not to hold on to any grudges from the past. Praying and asking that, Lord Jesus, you will help us to be able to live a life past our fear, past our trauma, past the things that people may have said or done to us to hinder us from going forth into your will at that time in our lives. Praying and asking that, Lord Jesus, that you will strengthen us, Lord. For it may be hard at times for us to forgive, Father. You have given us the gift of forgiveness and also the gift of repentance. Many of us may have been going down this path for so long and not recognizing what's happening. The enemy has us all distracted to where we're not able to see the others falling and stumbling around us. Praying and asking that, Lord Jesus, that you will use us to speak to them, Father God. Praying and asking that you will use us to sow seeds into their life that will grow in Christ Jesus. Praying and asking that, Father, you will help us to let go of our own selfish ways and ambitions, to receive your way, your will into our lives. Father, you are such a good, good Father. You are a gracious Father. You are a loving Father. And Lord, we cannot thank you enough for your word coming forth in our lives. Praying and asking that, Lord Jesus, you will help us to live fearlessly, that you will not allow the things of this world to hinder us. For Father, you have explained in Romans chapter 8 that there is nothing that can separate us from your love. And I mean nothing. Everything that we will ever need in our lives is found in your word. Praying and asking that, Lord, you will bring us together through divine appointments for us to be able to share in your word, for us to be able to help one another apply your word to our lives. Praying and asking that, Father, you will give us the courage to share our testimonies. Praying and asking that you will bless us with more knowledge and wisdom of your word. Help us to live by your word daily. Help us to let go of what it was to receive what it is now. Times have changed. The enemy has set this for decades ago for us to fall into this trap of entertainment. And that entertainment is now starting to be the thing that most people are focused on. Father, that's not your ways. That's not the ways of the kingdom of God. And I pray and ask that, Lord, you will help us to separate ourselves from entertainment. For Father, you have given us a purpose here, and that purpose is to worship and adore you. Entertainment is the total opposite. You end up bringing glory to the ones that are on television. Father, I pray that your word will continue to expose the truth. This I ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let your will be done. Amen.